بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the tafsir of the Noble Quran, and in particular the tafsir of Surah Al-Dhariyat, chapter 51. And we have reached verse 46. Verse 46. قال الله تعالى وقوم نوح من قبل إنهم كانوا قوما فاسقين. وقوم نوح من قبل إنهم كانوا قوما فاسقين. So were the people of Nuh before them, verily they were a people who were rebellious and disobedient to Allah. This verse means, remember, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the people of Nuh before them, before me, before Ad and before Thamud, and the people of Nuh were the first nation to whom Allah had sent a messenger. But they belied. And Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam stayed 50 years, meaning total of 950 years, inviting them to Allah and reminding them and admonishing them. But they, oh, we seek refuge in Allah, did not believe. Only few believed in him, believed in Allah, following the call of Nuh alayhi as-salatu wassalam. As Allah stated in Surah Nuh, verse 7, 71-7, كلما دعوتهم لتغفر لهم جعلوا أصابعهم في آذانهم واستغشوا ثيابهم. And verily, every time I called unto them that you might forgive them, they thrust their fingers into their ears, covered themselves up with their garments, and persisted in their refusal, and magnified themselves in pride. So they put their fingers, thrusted their fingers into their ears so that they couldn't hear what you say. And they covered themselves with the garments so that they don't see. We seek the well-being from Allah. And this is the utmost of enmity towards what he told them and towards what he was doing. وَأَصَرُّوا, and so they continued, persisted, وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا اسْتِكْبَارًا, persisted in their refusal and denial, and magnified themselves in pride. And the last thing he, Nuh alayhi salam, said, رَبِّ لَا تَذَرْ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ دَيَّارًا. And Nuh said, my Lord, leave not on one of the disbelievers on the earth. And he invoked Allah, فَدَعَى رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ فَانْتَصِرْ. And accordingly Allah responded to his invocation. He invoked Allah, فَدَعَى رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ فَانْتَصِرْ. سورة القمر, not Nuh, 54:10. فدعا ربه أني مغلوب فانتصر. Then he invoked his Lord, saying, I have been overcome, so help me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the next two verses, ففتحنا أبواب السماء بماء منهمر وفجرنا الأرض عيونا فالتقى الماء على أمر قد قدر. So we opened the gates of heaven with water pouring forth, and we caused the earth to gush forth with springs. So the waters of the heaven and the earth met for a matter preordained. And that's why, and Allah knows best, they will have a share in responsibility, meaning share in the punishment of those who belie after them even, because they were the first nation to belie the messengers. And it is that anyone who sets a way that is wrong, the consequences will befall him, as well as he will share from the same that occurs to those who take by his way from punishment or sins until the day of resurrection. Also, it is the same as in the case of whoever kills a person, then also upon the first son of Adam who killed his brother, they have a share of the punishment. The punishment that befalls the killer, whoever kills until the day of resurrection. The first killer who killed his brother from the children of Adam will have a share of the responsibility and the punishment. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the next verse 47, وَالسَّمَاءَ بَنَيْنَاهَا بِأَيْدٍ وَإِنَّا لَمُوسِعُونَ. Same verse, same surah. وَالسَّمَاءَ بَنَيْنَاهَا بِأَيْدٍ وَإِنَّا لَمُوسِعُونَ. With power did we construct the heaven. Verily we are able to extend the vastness of the space thereof. As-sama, Allah constructed it, built it with power. As Allah stated in Surah An-Naba, in chapter 78, verse 12, وَبَنَيْنَا فَوْقَكُمْ سَبْعًا شِدَادًا. And we have built above you seven strong heavens. So the term Aidi in this verse, وَالسَّمَاءَ بَنَيْنَاهَا بِأَيْدٍ, refers to the power. And this is not a plural of yad, and yad means hand. This is not a plural of hand, as some people may think. And they think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala built or constructed the heaven with both his hands. That is because al-aid in this verse is an infinitive of ada ya'id, meaning power. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not add this term to his noble self, as he added it in his saying in Surah Yasin 36:7, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا خَلَقْنَا لَهُمْ مِمَّا عَمِلَتْ أَيْدِينَا أَيْدِينَا أَنْعَامًا. Do they here بأيد الأيد هنا مصدر آد is an infinitive of آد يأد meaning power. But now it is different in the case of 71 Surah Yasin. Allah added that to himself. Do they not see that we have created for them of what our hands have created, the cattle, so that they are their owners. So whoever interpreted the aid in سورة الذاريات 51:47 to mean hands, he is wrong. And whoever interpreted in 36:71 the hands to mean power, then this is also wrong. So whoever interpreted with power did we construct the heaven, verily we are able to extend the vastness of space thereof, then it is not to be said that he is from the people who resorted to deviant interpretation. Rather, this is the correct interpretation. And every person who contemplates the heavens comes to know that it is very strong and great, and that its strength is a testimony for the power of the one who constructed it, Allah Azza wa Jal. Then Allah at the end of this verse 47 said, وَإِنَّا لَمُوسِعُونَ, meaning we will extend the vastness of its space. That is because it is very fast, very vast. And that's why the heavens is much, much greater than the earth. And it surrounds the earth from all sides. And therefore it is much faster than the earth. And the earth relevant to the heavens is only something very, very little when compared to it. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said after that, وَالْأَرْضَ فَرَشْنَاهَا فَنِعْمَ الْمَاهِدُونَ, and we have spread out the earth, how excellent spreader thereof are we. We spread it out for its people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not make it hard nor soft, but it is between. Had it been too soft, no one would have been able to stay on it. And also had it been hard, no one would have benefited from it. But it is as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described it in Surah Al-Mulk, verse 15. 67 verse 15. قال الله تعالى هو الذي جعل لكم الأرض ذلولا فامشوا في مناكبها وكلوا من رزقه وإليه النشور. He is who has made the earth subservient to you, easy for you to walk, to live and to do agriculture on it and so forth. So walk in the path thereof and eat of his provision, and to him will be the resurrection. Back to our verse then. وَالْأَرْضَ فَرَشْنَاهَا فَنِعْمَ الْمَاهِدُونَ, and we spread out the earth, how excellent spreader thereof are we. Allah praised himself, most blessed and most high is he. He praised himself for that, and he deserves all the praise. And Allah has establish the earth in a way that is beneficial to the creation, as we explained earlier, meaning it is fitting to live on. Then in the next verse, وَمِن كُلِّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَا زَوْجَيْنِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ, and everything, and of everything we have created pairs, that you remember, you may remember the grace of Allah from everything, so that things come to agree with each other. So the living animate from humans and others are in pairs, male and female, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْثَى, or mankind, we have created you from a male and a female, وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلًا لِتَعَارَفُوا, and had we made you also into tribes and nations so that you may come to know of each other. Except that Adam عليه الصلاة والسلام, Allah created him with his hand, having no father or a mother. And Eve was created from a father without a mother. And Isa ibn Maryam, Isa, Jesus, son of Mary, alayhi salam, was created from a mother without a father. And that's why mankind are divided into two or in four, into four categories. Those who were created from or without a father or a mother. And that is Adam. The second created from a father but not a mother, and this is Hawa, Eve. And the third created from a mother without a father, and that is Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salam, Jesus son of Mary. And the fourth, the rest of mankind, created from a male and a female. So from everything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created pairs, dry and wet, hot and cold, hard and soft, and so forth. These things, if the person contemplates them, he would come to know the wisdom, the perfect wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he said, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. In this verse 49, the end, that you may remember. Meaning, we have made that clear to you so that you may come to remember and be admonished by the signs of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, most blessed and most high is He. It's because the more a person knows of the universal and legal signs, the more he will be admonished and the more he will take heed. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala incited us to examine and contemplate in His universal signs. He said in Surah Yunus, chapter 10, verse 101, قُلْ انظُرُوا مَاذَا فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ قُلْ انظُرُوا مَاذَا فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا تُغْنِي الْآيَاتُ وَالنُّذُرُ عَنْ قَوْمٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. قُلْ انظُرُوا مَاذَا فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, behold all that's in the heavens and the earth. وَمَا تُغْنِي الْآيَاتُ وَالنُّذُرُ عَنْ قَوْمٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ, but neither ayat, signs nor warnings benefit those who believe not. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى in Surah Al-Rum, chapter 30, verse 8, أَوَلَمْ يَتَفَكَّرُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. Do they not think deeply in their own selves about themselves, how Allah created them from nothing, and similarly He will resurrect them? Allah has created not the heavens and the earth, And all that is between them except with truth and for an appointed term. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commended those who think deeply concerning the creation of the heavens and the earth when he said, as in Surah Al-Imran, chapter 3, verses 190-191, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار. Verily in the creation of the heavens and the earth and in the alternation of the night and the day there are indeed signs for men of understanding. Those who remember Allah always and in prayers, standing, sitting, and lying down on their sides, and think deeply about the creation of the heavens and the earth, saying, Our Lord, you have not created all this without purpose. Glory to you, exalted be you above all what they associate with you as partners. Give us salvation from the torment of the fire. And that's why we should contemplate and think deeply about the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in ourselves and in the heavens and the earth, the universal as well as the legal signs. Then in the next verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنِّي لَكُم مِّنْهُ نَذِيرٌ مُّبِينٌ. So flee to Allah from his torment to his mercy. Verily I Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam am a plain warner to you from him. It is as if this is on the tongue of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, meaning say to them, tell them, fafirru ila Allah, flee to Allah, meaning flee from him. How this could be? Meaning by complying with his commands, obedience, and keeping away from his prohibitions. Because no one will save you from the punishment of Allah except that you establish his obedience. It is as if the person, when he establishes the obedience, it is as if he is fleeing from his enemy. Think about if there is a valley in front of you and there's a flood pouring and it approaches you. You're not gonna stand in front of it. You will flee from it. Similarly, if there is a fire, a blazing fire coming at you, you will not stand there, but rather you will flee from it. So, and so, the blazing hell, which is the worst and the greatest, by all means, the person should flee from it. The hell, the fire of hell, and the hereafter. And that's why Allah said, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ, meaning from his punishment. إِنِّي لَكُم مِّنْهُ نَذِيرٌ, I am a warner, making manifest and clear to you the warning. He is a warner from Allah to his slaves, warning those who disobey his command with punishment. Yet, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a giver of glad tidings to those who believe and obey that their abode and the true bliss will be theirs in paradise, in the hereafter. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asserted in Surah An-Nahl, chapter 16, verse 97, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِّنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فلنحيينه حياة طيبة ولنجزينهم أجرهم بأحسن ما كانوا يعملون. Whoever works righteousness, whether male or female, while he or she is a true believer, verily to him we will give a good life in this world with respect, contentment, and lawful provision, and we shall pay them certainly a reward in proportion to the best of what they used to do in paradise and the hereafter. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who work righteousness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the warning when there is a threat, and this chapter, all of this chapter, is a reminder concerning the previous nations and what took them by the punishment because they disobeyed the command of Allah. Then in this verse, Allah says, وَلَا تَجْعَلُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرَ. In verse 51 now, وَلَا تَجْعَلُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرَ. And don't set up with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala besides Him another ilah, another God that you worship. And the objects of worship are many in kind. Some people worship the sun, and some of them worship the moon, and others worship the stars, and still others worship animals. And also there are those who worship trees, stones, and some worship wealth. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, تعس عبد الدينار، تعس عبد الدرهم، تعس عبد الخميصة، تعس عبد الخميلة، إن أعطي رضي وإن لم يعطى صفر. Meaning, in this hadith reported by Bukhari and Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, perish the slave of dinar, of dirham, this is of gold and silver currency, also the slave of qatifa, which is the thick soft cloth, and the khamisa, which is a garment, for if he is given, he is pleased, otherwise he is dissatisfied. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this hadith made it clear that his most concern is focused upon wealth, so therefore in reality he is a worshipper of it, although he may not prostrate nor bow to it, but his heart is attached to it, and this is his major concern. And that the fact that he is satisfied when he is given and he is pleased, and that when he is otherwise dissatisfied, this without a doubt is telling us that such concern took over his heart, took control of his heart. However, this kind of worshipper, listen to this, in terms of the ruling, his worship is different. Meaning, if he directs any kind of worship to this object, then this is major shirk. But if he doesn't direct any worship to it, but his heart is attached to it completely, such that he would abandon the obligations and fall in the prohibitions in order to attain the inclination of his heart, then this is worship. But this worship does not take him out of the fold of the deen. But in reality it is worship. However, it does not take him out of the Islam. You understand this important difference? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us about him. إِنِّي لَكُم مِّنْهُ نَذِيرٌ مُّبِينٌ. The verse please. Verse 50. So flee to Allah, meaning from Allah, meaning to Him by doing the obedience, etc. as discussed. Verily I, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is a plain warner to you from Him, from Allah. So Allah repeated this matter here because of the importance of the subject. So we ask Allah, the Most High, to bestow upon us the admonition and the benefit in His signs and in His verses. إِنَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ خَدِيرٌ. He is the one who is all able to do everything. In the next verse, قال الله تعالى كذلك ما أتى الذين من قبلهم من رسول إلا قالوا ساحر أو مجنون. Likewise, no messenger came to those before them, but they said a sorcerer or a madman. What does this mean? It means that the things that occurred to you, O Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, occurred to those before you. No messenger came, except that they said to him, his nation, those who belied him, the same thing, sorcerer or a madman. Two descriptions, magician, sorcerer, or a madman. A sorcerer, by way of his influence and his pure clarification and eloquency. Prophets were equipped with all of that. So they said, well, these are sorcerers. And we know that the Prophet ﷺ described eloquent speech by saying, Inna min al bayani la sihra. Verily, in speech there is what? Magic. The other thing, the other description is majnun, madman. Why? By way of his actions. Why? Because they considered his actions actions of insanity. We seek refuge in Allah from that. In this verse, there is comfort to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is because when the person knows that others had been touched by similar calamities, this causes some comfort to the person, and the matter will be easier upon him. And there is indication for that in the Quran. In Surah Al-Zukhruf, chapter 43, verse 39. قال الله تعالى وَلَنْ يَنْفَعُكُمْ الْيَوْمَ إِذْ ظَلَمْتُمْ أَنَّكُمْ فِي الْعَذَابِ مُشْتَرِكُونَ. It will profit you not this day, as you did wrong, and that you will be sharers, you and your those who like you, who belied, in the punishment, your companions or your associates. Why? Because if others share with the person the punishment, it becomes light upon him, quote and end of quote. However, on the day of resurrection, this will avail them not, when others are sharing the punishment. You understand? But we are taking from this verse the indication that when a calamity befalls upon someone in this life, and others share him in a kind of punishment and so forth, then the matter will be lighter on him, isn't it? But this thing will not be, as Allah stated here, will not be the case in the hereafter. Will not be the case in the hereafter. Is that clear? So, what's taken from this verse is the indication that, yes, in this world, it's taken, it becomes a comfort or a source of lesser impact if others are sharing in the same punishment. So the point, however, to make still from this verse, that this verse is a comfort to the messenger lest he becomes grieved. So know that what touched you also touched those before you. And there is another evidence in this verse, that those who belied the messengers, their way is one. Their way is one. Although they may be far apart in terms of timing, and also they may be far apart in terms of locations. That is because the criminal is the brother of the criminal. The way and the method is the same. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next verse said, أَتَوَاصَوْ بِهِ بَلْ هُمْ قَوْمٌ طَاغُونَ. Have they, the people of the past, transmitted this saying to these, the Quraysh pagans, when they said to him, sorcerer and madman? Nay, they are themselves a people transgressing beyond bounds in disbelief. Meaning those who belied the messengers and who were in agreement in terms of accusing them as sorcerers and mad men, did they transmit this saying amongst themselves and finally at last to the people of Quraysh, the pagans? Did they write, did they bequeath this to others, to say to your prophets that you are sorcerers and you are madmen? The answer is no. And that's why Allah said at the end of the verse, بَلْ هُمْ قَوْمٌ طَاغُونَ. Nay, Allah answered, nay, they are themselves a people of transgressing beyond limits. So there was no transmission, right? You understand? There was no transmission. However, the thoughts came in agreement. The thoughts came in agreement. Why? Because the goal, the objective is one. What is the objective? I ask you. What is the objective? Amongst those in the past and those at the time of the Prophet ﷺ, what is the objective? The goal, the objective is what? To discredit, to belie the messenger. So that's why, yes, and that's why the words were in agreement. And listen to what Allah described them by saying, they are themselves a people transgressing. He didn't say transgressing, but he used the term taghun, transgressing beyond bounds. Transgressing beyond bounds to accuse the callers to the truth that they are sorcerers and madmen. So what did Allah direct the Prophet ﷺ then? He told him, فَتَوَلَّ عَنْهُمْ, and in the next verse, فَتَوَلَّ عَنْهُمْ فَمَا أَنْتَ بِمَلُومٌ. So turn away, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from them, from the pagan Quraysh people, you are not to be blamed. You are not to be blamed. So don't put it hard upon yourself. Don't destroy yourself. Under this situation, you are not to be blamed. Because he carried on what was dutiful upon him. And in this statement of Allah عز وجل فتول عنهم فما أنت بملوم, turn away from them, you are not to be blamed. There are two things. The first, giving excuse to the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, establishing that he is excused. Is that clear? When he told him you are not to be blamed, is that clear? This is the first thing. The second thing in this there is a warning. In this there is a warning to those who belied. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is warning them, threatening them.
that the messenger will turn away from them because there is no good in them. So there is now a threat in that. You understand? Two things are in this verse, and we have mentioned them now. You understand the threat now, the embedded threat here. Then after that, in verse 55, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And remind by preaching the Quran, O Muhammad, for verily the reminding prophets the believers.